All right, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Sal Uccello, and I'm here to talk about being a gay man, a gay married man, and also being within the Roman Catholic Church. I feel, and I apologize for that, I feel that being Catholic is important because of what a true Catholic stands for. A lot of what is talked about today, I don't feel is really what the Catholic Church is or really strives to be. And what I was educated to be a Catholic was really truly what the social justice aspect of the Catholic Church stands for. If you really go into a lot of what the bishops have published over many years, I really appreciate all that they've talked about. And, in being about helping the underprivileged, helping the meek and mild, the people that need the help, and that's really what the Catholic Church has done in the past. A lot of what is in the media now, which is, oh, let's talk about persecuting the nuns, let's talk about not liking the gays. That is part of the Catholic Church right now, but only the Catholic Church within a small part of the hierarchy. But really, truly what it's been all along, at least in my lifetime, has been what we can Catholics do to help others. And that's why I stay within the Catholic Church. And when I say stay within the Catholic Church, not really, a lot of people call it cafeteria Catholic. So maybe I am kind of a cafeteria Catholic. I don't like that term because I truly feel deep down Jesus was a person that existed. Jesus had a lot of feelings toward helping people. And that's why I feel I want to stay a Catholic. And the other part is, I think that you can truly change the Catholic Church to being a better organization by staying within the Catholic Church. A lot of people have left. I have a lot of gay friends that were Catholics and left, and they kind of come to me and say, Sal, why do you stay? Well, I stay because I feel deep down I believe in the teachings of the Catholic Church, most of them, and I can try to help change the things that aren't good about the Catholic Church. How am I going to do that? By being an example, I guess. I do belong to a Catholic Church. You might want to edit that out. Yes, we won't mention the name of the church, but I do actually go to a Catholic church with my husband. I will say that I am a married Catholic. I can't say that I was married within the Catholic Church. We were married 3 years ago, and I've been with my husband now for 24 years. So we're in a loving, lasting relationship that we've been in. He would be here today if he weren't very shy. So I'm here for both of us. And we actually work together in that we run a business together, but we also go to a Catholic church together. It's a very Catholic church, but it's also somewhat progressive in that they know who we are. They know we are a couple. They know that we're married, and they're accepting. And it's what's interesting is it's a suburban church within the greater Hartford area, but there are other gay people that go to that church, but it's really not discussed. But they know who we are. They know we've been going there. Actually, it was a church that we discovered together when we first started our relationship, and we both wanted to find a church, and we actually visited a few churches in the greater Hartford area, and this is the one we felt most comfortable going to because it had a very good social justice aspect to it. We're both involved in the social justice, ministries within the church.
Say it again.
Okay. Both of us are involved with many social justice ministries within the church. And we're also been involved in the leadership of the church, being on the council. I've run their picnic one year, but the biggest part is that there's a program called Just Faith, and we went through Just Faith program together. We also have been involved with the Haiti ministry together. Our church is involved with a parish within Haiti that we also are involved with. I've been to Haiti with our church twice, and I led that trip once. And the best part of that was that we were able to take high school kids with us and able to show them, you know, what other people go through. And I think it's changed their lives. And also, a lot of part, I also have been involved with youth ministry within our church. So I think that it's been open and honest that my partner Michael and I are gay, and we have not had, and I say this honestly, we have not had any negative aspect within our church. So that's pretty much all I'll say about our church, but I will talk a little bit more about being a Catholic. I was brought up Catholic, and my partner was brought up Catholic, so it was important for us, and that's actually a very important part of our relationship, because we have a very spiritual relationship. We both believe in God, and we both feel the same teachings of the Catholic Church. And again, as I said, there are some friends that kind of give us a hard time about that, but we talk about it openly with them. And if it's uncomfortable with some friends, we don't talk about it anymore, but it is a big part of our lives, so it is important to us.
How's it been? Well, let me just maybe say, and I can put it in, that you even bring up the gifts as a couple.
Yeah, and we've been through this parish with four different priests as pastors. I can't say we've had the best relationship with all four different pastors, but they've all been welcoming, and we've never really had a bad relationship. We did have one little incident where we had a conversation with one of the pastors, but it never made us leave. We just had a conversation, and it's never going to always be perfect, but as I said, it's the people within the church that we feel is the most important, and we felt very welcoming with all of the people, and that's why I feel the Catholic Church is, it's really the people, not the priests. So I hate to say that, but that's really the way I feel. But we've been very lucky with the priests that have been there, because they have been welcoming.
I don't know. Let's think before you sign off. Anything else? Do you have any hope that the church will change its views about gay, like same-sex marriage?
I don't know if the church is truly going to change within my lifetime. I have hopes for it. Obviously, things have changed a lot within, you know, the United States with gay marriage being legal. I'm not sure if that's ever going to happen within the Catholic Church, but I do feel that the Catholic Church is going to have to recognize us being within their congregations. And I think that they're going to eventually evolve, hopefully within my lifetime, where with this new pope, I know this pope is truly a decent person. I can't say that I felt that way with the last few popes, but I know they have had good aspects to them, but and this pope has said some things possibly that weren't always the best towards gays, but I really feel that he, taking the name Francis, and St. Francis is one of mine and Michael, my partner's special saint, because we've gone to Italy a few times and we've visited the churches and the congregations that he started in Italy. But I also feel that St. Francis was a social justice saint and really helped the poor. So I really hope that this pope will do something. And maybe it might not be with gay rights within the Catholic Church, but I do feel that he might start looking into things like maybe opening ministries up to maybe having married priests, possibly. Maybe looking into giving more leadership to women within the church as a possibility, and having those things possibly happen might lead to having a little bit more open-mindedness with having gays within the church. But they are, the reality is that we're here and we're not really going anywhere, because, you know, the Catholic Church has things to offer gay people, and maybe a lot of people don't see that, but I really feel that, like I said, if you stay within the church by example, showing that there's really things that gay people have to offer to social justice ministries and to helping up other people, that we really, really, truly need to stay within the Catholic Church.
Have you ever been tempted to leave?
Yes, to tell you honestly, we have been tempted to leave. I'm not sure there's a specific thing that I can tell you that happened, but we have seen other churches, and I'll say there's some churches even here within Middletown that we've gone and looked at, just because they really are very welcoming to gay people. But truly, deep down, it's the community that keeps drawing us back to the Catholic Church that we go to, because of the long aspect we've been at going to that church for over 20 years, and again having such a history with the social justice ministries, we couldn't leave. We do sometimes do go to other churches, but we still go back to our church.
Perfect. And that's all I have.
And that's pretty much all I wanted to say. Thank you.